Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
It's Friday, and that means it's time to check in with GKB President Craig Karmazin.
Has any market been as consistent where they only have one team than Wisconsin? We know Chicago hasn't been.
No.
Fridays with Mo.
Yeah, but until you win a championship, you can't really say that. And they've had one championship.
Chewy, we're going to just create an AI. The AI Chewy can just bring up championship. We don't even need Chewy.
They've had one championship.
What, it's going to be put like a hologram over there?
What? Yeah.
Craig Karmazin on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy is brought to you by Saturn Lounge, your partner for marketing strategy, creative content, and winning campaigns. From websites to video and everything marketing, visit SaturnLounge.com to tell the world your story.
Craig Karmazin, taking in the All-Star festivities this weekend. How you doing today, Craig?
Wonderful. Little late night partying last night, as Chewy knows.
What do you mean, as Chewy knows?
Yeah, Chewy's a late night guy.
Hold on, I gave you huge props earlier in the show. Huge props. Obviously, you didn't hear it. I called you loyal. I said you're loyal. Except for the people you can on a daily basis, well, probably don't think that way, but...
And then after you called him loyal, what did you call him?
Liar was a little strong. He just... maybe misremembers things. See, Craig, don't you agree there was a time that you always had to sell to me that you were an athlete? Right?
I still think that's the case.
Like we would play horse at the Bradley Center. I think we did it. Did we do it at Fiserv one time? We played tennis where I worked you in bare feet one time. The one time you beat me was on your home court in February when it was like 25 degrees, and you beat me at horse. I will give you that, at your home court.
I would never be one to mess with your memory, Chewy. I think that is well documented through at least four or five different CTE studies, and so I will not try to disagree with anything any of those studies have said about your memory.
Okay, fair.
Jeez.
I'm done.
Well, speaking of being an athlete, Craig, what do you got to do? You're out in L.A. for the All-Star festivities happening this weekend. What do we got to do to get you in the celebrity game? I mean, I'm looking at this list, like Matt Ishbia, like you're a better player than Matt Ishbia is. We got to get you in this game, man.
Matt Ishbia walked on at Michigan State. I mean, I don't know. I guess anyone can theoretically walk on, but I don't know. I don't think I'm qualified. And, like, I love basketball. I love playing basketball. I love playing pickup. I'm sure a bunch of people I've played with, but I'm just not that good at that level. I'm sorry.
It's the celebrity game. Like, I've seen some terrible play in the celebrity game. I know you're better than some of the people I've seen out there.
I can't believe you're watching the celebrity game to be able to assess the talent in the celebrity game.
Sometimes you're on late at night, Jen, and something's on, and you just kind of you can pay attention before you jump on game night on ESPN Radio.
I mean, the fact that Thanasis is the coach and I couldn't make the team, like, I felt like this was my best chance this year. And
you have to be better than Shams. You're better than Shams. I feel confident in that.
Really?
Have you watched his, like, workout videos and stuff? Like, because I know he's been posting them online.
No, so. But I saw him dribble a basketball a couple of times on SportsCenter the other day. I feel good about you.
As a regular person, Craig is a nice player. That's how I would define him. Is that fair, Craig?
I think I can move the ball. I can find the open guy. I can run a team very well. And I think I could be a great point guard in the celebrity game where I'd play, like, 14 minutes, be one of three from the field, six assists, no turnovers, because there wouldn't be like a pressure defense. I think I'd be solid.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you calling him an ARP?
An ARP.
Well,
yeah, of course, he's an ARP.
I'm saying, is he an ARP? Is he an athletic regular person as opposed to a non-athletic regular person?
No, Chewy does not feel bad. Well, he's not giving me athletic. Well, but speaking of athletic, there's a certain team that's won five out of six games.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
I know, Chewy, you were locked in to the game last night on Prime.
No,
because I was go to OKC and win.
I'm in the tank department. I am not in the make playoffs and lose in the first round department.
But as we've told Chewy, clearly the Bucks disagree with him.
Yes.
Ooh, that okay.
So there.
Go ahead, Greg.
There's like 10, almost 10 of the 30 teams in the NBA don't appear like they're trying to win. And I don't love that for the league, mm-hmm. right? Like, people pay a lot of money for tickets, and I think people go wanting to see a competitive game. They go wanting to see stars. It's frustrating when you go and Giannis is hurt, right? Or someone is out. So I think it is incredibly admirable that when the team had its first round pick and when Giannis, I'm sure, could have had the option to shut it down when we were having this debate last week. And we said, like, I just think the team's going to play hard and I think they're going to try to pull this out. And if they do, it's going to be an incredible ride that this team's on. And you think about it, Giannis was not the number two pick. Jabari Parker was. And you think about it, the Bucks won a championship not only without Jabari on the roster, but without getting anything for him. So you can, in fact, win without tanking and without playing for the top pick.
So, Craig, you bring up tanking, and the Jazz were fined yesterday $500,000 by the league. If the Bucks ever got fined for tanking, are you responsible for some of that? Do you have to pay some of that $500,000 as a minority owner? Do you have to own, you know, you own X amount of the team, so you have to pay X amount of that fine?
So, yeah, of course. I mean, so they don't, like, each individual bill that comes in, we don't pay our percentage. But at the end of the year, you know, the team, you know, generally because of going into the, you know, the luxury tax and the second apron and all that, like, we have not necessarily been a profitable team, even when the team was winning championships. So yeah, at the end of each year, we'd get a bill for our percentage of what the team's losses were. And, you know, it's called a capital call and it's part of, you know, being an investor in any business.
Craig, we were talking about the Packers earlier this morning, and we threw out some information that had been shared about the teams that have had the most regular season wins since 2011. And it was the Patriots, and it was the Chiefs, and it was the Packers, and it was the Seahawks. Those other three teams have 14 Super Bowl appearances combined since then. Packers have zero. How should Packers fans feel about that information?
I mean, it's obviously frustrating because not only have the Packers lost, but they've lost in really, really difficult ways. But I think when you think about it as a team, you have to think, how many years did we have a legit chance where we could have won? Mm. And I think the Packers have at least 5 or 6 years, maybe more, where, like, they could have won. So I don't think you can, like, crush the organization for it. It's just like, it's a frustrating thing. And that's like what builds fan bases up so that when you win a championship and when you win go to a Super Bowl, it feels even better. So I think it's impressive. I'm shocked that the Patriots, I guess they just won so much in their good seasons. Like, cause they had like, I mean, 5 down years, and like, I feel like the Packers have had maybe 1 or 2 down years in there. That's impressive that they still are up there with, you know, with a total rebuild in there, and then they're back.
Well, with that being said, Craig, me and Gabe had a spirited discussion on next year. If you're the president of the Packers next year, they go 11-6, 7th seed, and lose again. What are you doing?
Ooh, I think it's so... I don't know if you can say without talking about how they got there, right? Like, what...
No excuses. The only excuse I will give you, Craig, is if Jordan didn't play for the majority of the season. I don't want to hear any other excuses. What do you do?
I think you make changes, okay. And I don't know that that's... I'm not saying that's a change in the head coach. I'm not saying that's a change in the quarterback. I mean, I don't know what it is, but you absolutely make changes if you feel like you're regressing, which to me, 11-6, you know, they're not playing a first place schedule. They'd be healthier than they were this year. The division isn't like going to get so much easier the year after, right? So 11-6 next year to me would feel like regressing, because a healthy version of the Packers this year was a better than 11-6 team. I mean, this was a really good team this year, and I don't think you want to lose that fact.
I think it's a good team. It's not a really good team.
Oh, this past year, if this team had stayed healthy, I mean, this team, would have been a really tough out.
You think so?
I mean, I think they're right there with the Seattle and the Rams, and I don't know. I mean, I think it probably would have come down to home field, and remember, the Packers were in that one seed spot. Like, I don't think they're going to Seattle and winning, but I don't know the Seattle. I'm not coming to Green Bay against a healthy Micah Parsons, like, rushing Sam Darnold. I know Sam Darnold's now all of a sudden an elite quarterback, but no, if the Packers at home field against Seattle, the Packers are favored in that game, and the Packers win that game.
Greg, I can't even tell you the number of four-letter words you can't say on the radio that I was called on social media after I said something similar to that on Monday after the Super Bowl. I can't even...
Really?
The limit does not exist. Oh,
from Packers fans or Seahawks fans?
Seahawks fans.
Bears fans.
It ran the gamut. Had to mute that sucker pretty quickly.
Bears fans check in on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter feed quite often now after, you know, the one good season that they had. Craig, pitchers and catchers, they've reported. Team's working out, but the Brewers made a big move earlier this week, trading away their third baseman, and now they don't have any third base depth. They've got one guy who played third base on the roster for them last year, and that was Sal Frelick, who played one inning of third base. But still, how excited are you about the Brewers, even if it seems like they may only play with eight with no third baseman?
I am so excited. I sent I saw on social media like just like a screenshot of like what the lineup is, and just like, I mean, it's pretty exciting. Like, they still have a legit squad. Now, remember, there were times last year where the bottom of the order, like, carried the team through weird stretches of the year. And right now, if that's Garrett Mitchell, Joey Ortiz, David Hamilton, as your third baseman, who I don't know who David Hamilton is.
That's one of the guys they got from the Red Sox.
Yeah. I'm saying, and if the Red Sox were trading, you know, for Durbin, like, it wouldn't appear that that's like the strength of your team, but that's like the beauty of every Milwaukee Brewers season is we have no idea in February what this team's actually going to be in April. And then we have no idea in April, May, like what this team is the rest of the year. So I think we've all gotten to that point now where the organization just has so much credibility that we're excited for it. We know it's going to be good. And even if it's not good right out of the gates in April, we know they're going to find a way. They're going to find a way. The little bullpen is going to be good. You know, the starting, you know, starting five, I think you got to feel good about, right, Gabe? I mean,
yeah. Oh, the rotation, the depth of the rotation, like just with what the Brewers do whenever they pick up any pitcher, they automatically become better. So you feel good about any sort of pitching. But the question for this team the last couple of years,
think about Woodruff, Priester, Miz, Patrick from last year, and then you add pitching to that. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, that's legit, and the division's going to be good. Like, this is, and, you know, I hate to say it this way, but there might not be baseball in 2027.
Good
so,
chance.
Like, this year, like, I think you just got to, like, go all in with the Brewers this year, even though it was so crushing, you know, to have the best record in baseball and then get swept and, you know, by the Dodgers.
Greg, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. Safe travels. Enjoy your weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.
Everyone support the mayor of Milwaukee, Bobby Portis, three-point shooting contest this weekend. I know you'll be watching, especially you, Chewy. Thanks, guys.
Hell yeah. He's Craig Karmazin. We chat with him every Friday here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Take a break. Roll on right after this.